This is the Rona Roundtable with Rick Rao,
the podcast
on TSN1290.ca.
Darren Bombing alongside Troy Westwood and the Sheriff Shane Knighty. And we welcome in the captain of your Winnipeg Jets right here on your home of the Winnipeg Jets, TSN 1290, Andrew Ladd. Andrew, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Appreciate you taking the time today. What have you been up to this summer?
Not a whole lot, actually. We've got back from World Championships and just kind of been back in BC hanging out with our new little guy and just having fun being a dad and working out and training hard.
Are you doing a little acting right now in Toronto?
I'm gone. It was a photo shoot, so I didn't have to say any words otherwise. Yeah, working on my modeling. So I'm back in BC. It was a quick trip.
Well, big busy summer for you, Andrew, and for the Winnipeg Jets. First, your take on all the signings and how important that was to get those key core guys got back, like Wheeler and Bogosian, and what that means to the club and the commitment from management.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. I think everyone knows what those guys provide for us on the ice, but off the ice as well. You know, in the room, I think they're guys the team should be building around, and character guys that show up and work hard off the ice and in practice and really are determined to get this team to the playoffs. So it's important to have those guys around, and it was great to see from our organization, and I don't think I had any thoughts that they wouldn't get done.
Andrew, I want to ask you really bluntly about the three big names that were restricted free agents this year: Zach Bogosian, Brian Little, and Blake Wheeler, and what this team would have been like had they not signed, especially one of your line mates.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all three of those guys, and I guess the first question you'd have to ask is where our team would have been last year without those three.
Right.
And I think the answer lies within that. You know, as line mates, I see firsthand every day what those, especially Wheels and Litz provide for our team every game. Just the little things that maybe people don't see, and especially probably Brian Little, who doesn't get as much credit as he should, and how solid of a center he really is, and how easy he makes it on me and Wheels. I can't say enough of all three of those guys, and like I said, especially in the room too, they're guys that are great for our group and fit in really well, and having been a part of winning teams, that's such an important part of building a winner.
As I've covered this team over the last couple of years, it's apparent that yourself, Blake Wheeler, Brian Little, obviously a couple guys on defense, but you three in particular, being the top line, and you're all three of you are very accountable to the media, very approachable, and have made yourself out as leaders, as young players in this league and on this team. How important was it that you three stayed together and that this team went in a direction where they wanted to take the young skill that they have right now and build that leadership from within moving forward?
Well, I think it's really important for us, to take another step and keep improving too. It's great to have the comfort level and be able to play with guys you're familiar with and understand. But not only that, I think you're comfortable pushing those guys, when maybe they're not playing their best, you're comfortable, saying something to them and saying, you got to get going, or we got to do this, or let's do it. Our heads out of our butts and get playing the right way. So I think it's important to have that dynamic as line mates, as teammates. And when you have that closeness, it makes it easier to do those things.
You mentioned that, and we talked about now the core together, but the push from within. This year, finally, there's no transition of a franchise. There's no looming lockout. Everything's set in stone. The schedule's there. You know where you're living. You're coming to camp. Everyone's familiar with Winnipeg. You're coming into year three here. The expectations are going up for the team. And you mentioned, is there going to be more push from you guys and the expectations of this hockey club to make playoffs? Is that going to be a lot greater going into this season?
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, it's going to have to come from within. And I think that was Chevy's biggest message from at the end of the year last year is, we have to push each other. We might say some things to each other that we might not like, but knowing that it's going to help us get to where we want to be in the end, we have to understand that as teammates and not take it personally and be able to do that.
You're listening to the Rona Roundtable on TSN 1290, tsn1290.ca. We're in conversation with the captain of the Winnipeg Jets, Andrew Ladd. Andrew, I wanted to ask you about some of the moves the team made this offseason outside of those that they were retaining, getting winger Devin Setoguchi, Michael Frolik, and then the potential entrance of into this team of Mark Scheifele and Jacob Trouba, and what those players in particular would mean to this team this coming season.
I think that's something that we need to address was depth up front, especially such a big part of keeping pucks out of your net. Really is something maybe people don't think about, is just playing the other team's end and having zone time and puck control, just keeping the puck out of the other team's hand. I thought too many times last year we were playing in our own end, and it really makes it tough to keep the puck out of the net when you don't have that depth. So, I think we're really excited to have guys like Setoguchi and Frolik, and proven guys that have played for a long time now and showed they can do great things in this league. And, I think the development from within is going to be a big part of our organization, and we need guys to take those steps. So, I think we've all liked what we've seen from Scheif in the short time that he's played and seen his development. We're expecting him to step in and want to be a factor, and and knowing him, I'm sure that's what he'll do. And Trouba, you're hoping the same thing. You just hope these young guys want to come in and make a difference every night and not just make the team, but be a factor and at night in, night out, and make the team better.
How encouraging is it that management has shown the confidence in the team? They're willing to spend to nearly the cap this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise to me. When I sat down with Mark and Chevy, before I signed my long-term deal, that was something they made perfectly clear is that when they needed to spend money, they would, and that wouldn't be an issue. And that was part of my comfort level of signing that long-term deal and trusting what the plan that they have in mind and how they're going to do things.
I got to ask you now, this summer, how was it to get the call for the Canadian Olympics?
It was great. Something that I was definitely hoping for. It's exciting just to be, and an honor just to be named in that group. So I think it's something that, every guy in the league is, looking to have a great start to the season and give yourself a chance to make that team, knowing the competition that there is in Canada and all the amazing talent that comes from our country. Hopefully you can find a way to impress the brass and find a way to make that team.
Has it changed the training regimen at all, or are you just pretty much status quo of what you usually do, or is it getting back on the ice a little bit earlier to get ready for the camp?
No, I'm pretty about working out and training in the off season, just wanting to get better in general. So I don't think it's changed much for me at all. I've done a few different things, but I think I would have done them regardless of if it was an Olympic year or not.
Andrew, how much of a motivational factor is it for yourself, obviously your line mates as well, a lot of Americans on this Winnipeg Jets team, with it being an Olympic year and, especially someone like yourself who's in a role to really make the team by the way you start the season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that should be a factor in terms of how you start the year. I think just in terms of the failure we've had in the last couple of years and not making the playoffs in such a long time, that should be our first motivation, first and foremost, and that should be our driving force the whole year and having a good start. And if we have success as a team, usually individuals are having success, and that leads to things like making the Olympics team and making the All-Star games and the extra stuff that goes along with the team doing so well.
Andrew, one of the things you hear the most around here this summer is with you guys moving to the West, the new divisions. As a guy who's played in both, there's always talk about the differences, of style of play in East and West. To me, it's still about scoring more goals than the other team. But for a guy who's been there, what main differences have you noticed?
I think the way the teams play in the West is a little different. It's a little more physical. But I've also seen that change in the East the last couple of years. So teams like Washington who have started to play a different way and more defensive style. So I think a lot of it changes year to year. We understand we're going to a division that has a lot of talent and a lot of great teams. But at the same time, I think our teams played our best hockey against top teams. And it was, maybe the teams where we thought we'd go in and walk all over them that were a problem. We took a breath. So hopefully this doesn't allow us to take a breath. And each and every night we know we're going to have to be ready to play our best hockey.
Well, Andrew, we hope you can take a breath now during the off season, and we appreciate you taking the time today and look forward to seeing you in very short order.
Okay, yeah, sounds good, guys.
You've been listening to The Rona Roundtable with Rick Ralph Podcast. Catch The Rona Roundtable with Rick Ralph live weekdays at 11 a.m. on TSN 1290 and TSN 1290.ca.